Legendary GE CEO Jack Welch has died. He led the company for 20 years when it was headquartered in Fairfield, Connecticut. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
Welch grew up in a working-class family in Salem, Massachusetts. He became GE's CEO in 1981. Under his leadership, GE expanded from appliances like light bulbs and washing machines into financial services, healthcare, and more. Its market value grew from $12 billion to more than $400 billion during his tenure. Fortune magazine named him Manager of the Century. Welch retired from GE in 2001. He gave advice to managers last year in a video for the Jack Welch Management Institute.
Be yourself. Be authentic. You got to be you, saying what you think, recognizing your audience, and being honest and candid as best you possibly can be.
Welch founded the Institute in 2009 after leaving GE. Current GE CEO Larry Culp told CNBC Welch was a larger-than-life figure at the company.
The greatest tribute we can pay Jack going forward, and Jack was always focused on the future, was to continue to strengthen this company with an eye toward winning.
Welch's contribution to Sacred Heart University in 2006 led to the creation of the Jack Welch College of Business and Technology. The school sits on the old site of GE's headquarters. Jack Welch was 84 years old. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.